Now, you will know this name. She is a great in Australian cinema, and she is a great advocate for Australian cinema. The one and only Margaret Pomeranz. She's an ambassador to the National Film and Sound Archive, and she's passionate about preserving and promoting locally produced media. Now, one of the films they are trying to look after is Proof, the classic 1991 Aussie film. It launched the careers of Russell Crowe, Hugo Weaving, as well as writer and director Jocelyn Moorhouse. And it holds a very special place in the history of Australian cinema. However, it needs restoring to share it with a new audience on the big screen. So a possible fundraising campaign, crowdfunding campaign, has been launched by the Film and Sound Archive to raise money to bring Proof back to life. And Margaret Pomeranz is really pushing hard for this, and she joins me on the line. Good morning, Margaret.
Good morning, Jamie.
So, for those of us who've never seen Proof, what's the film about? Why is it so important to Australia?
Well, it's sort of an intriguing concept. It's about a blind man, played by Hugo Weaving, who wants proof of the world around him. So he's a photographer. He takes photos, and he gets people to tell him what's in the photo, so he can, you know, be assured of what is in the world around him. And he makes friends with this young waiter, played by Russell Crowe. But it's a history of him not trusting his mother, played by Heather Mitchell, and he has a housekeeper who has her own agenda. So it's really a three-hander with a very original and intriguing concept. And I hadn't seen it for many years, and I looked at it again in an inferior copy, and I was blown away by how good Russell is.
Yeah.
I mean, he's unbelievably wonderful in this film. So, and it heralded a new wave of Australian filmmaking at the beginning of the 90s, when young people like Jocelyn, who'd never made a feature film before, brought a new energy and a completely different texture to Australian film.
So it's
sort of significant to me, and it also screened in the Director's Fortnight in Cannes in 91, and that was the very first year I went to the Cannes Film Festival. And it's so I always associate the excitement of Proof being there, which is, you know, the world stage of cinema, with my debut as well.
The start of two great careers, four great careers, Russell Crowe, Hugo Weaving, Jocelyn Moorhouse and Margaret Pomeranz, eh?
Well, I don't know about mine, but certainly theirs, yes.
So Margaret, they're looking at the restoration of this original film. Take us through that process. What does that mean?
Look, the technicalities of it are beyond me. But
right.
You go back to the original material, you create as it was when it screened in Cannes, in all its glory, and you restore it to digital format, because most cinemas in Australia these days don't have the capacity to show film anymore. It's really sad, you know, that you're never going to see that film go through the gate again. And so you need a pristine digital copy so it can be screened, you know, in cinemas for audiences.
Right, okay.
And I'm really quite excited about seeing it again on the big screen, I must say.
Yeah, absolutely. So you are an ambassador for the National Film and Sound Archive. So do they do this with other films, you know, go back and have to restore them constantly?
Yes. They've got a program. And, you know, the trouble is, which films do you pick? There are so many. But just recently at the Sydney Film Festival, there was a screening of the restored version of this, with the director Ray Lawrence there and Anthony Buckley, the producer, as well as Barry Otto and Lynette Curran, two of the stars of it. And it was so exciting. You know, that's from 85. So we're trying to pick, you know, iconic films that had really a significance at the time. And, you know, and there are a lot of them over the years now. And it's expensive. It costs between $50,000 and $120,000. To restore a film. And I just thought it would be nice if Australians got involved in the process.
So
I don't think people are aware of the National Film and Sound Archive And it's a treasure trove of our visual and audio history.
Well, I think the thing is, Margaret, that, you know, when we think of films, you know, everyone goes, oh, you know, Hollywood, the silver screen. But we have so many great budding filmmakers, a great film history here in Australia.
Yes, we do. And I was very lucky that I came in at the beginning of it in the 1970s. I came back to Australia. I met a filmmaker and married him. And so I got caught up in all the excitement of what was happening, which was a regeneration of the Australian film industry. That's really so important now.
So, Margaret, if people are wanting to help out with the crowdfunding of this restoration of this classic Australian film, how can they do it?
You can go to Pozible, P-O-Z-I-B-L-E, and just click on the little icon for proof. And any donation from $2 up is tax deductible, and I don't mind how much people put in. I'm more concerned about the number of people that get involved in this, because that's what I want to do. I want to highlight the work that the National Film and Sound Archive is doing to preserve our history, this wonderful history of ours.
Margaret, I might get you on the hop here, but we're talking about Australian film. What would you say your favourite Aussie film of all time is?
Oh, gosh. Uh-huh. You know, there are so many. But I can remember being absolutely unable to move out of the cinema when I saw Gallipoli, Peter Weir's Gallipoli.
Of course.
I thought that was such an emotional and stunning film.
Oh, that ending, I cry every time at that ending.
Yeah, that music. You only have to hear that music and it takes you back.
Oh, absolutely. Well, Margaret, thank you so much for your time today. How's everything going? Are you enjoying the Foxtel show and all that?
I am enjoying Foxtel. They're extremely nice to me. Of course, I miss, you know, the ABC and all my mates there. But the people at Foxtel are fabulous, and I love doing a show with Graham Blundell. He's a legend.
Do you get sick of people going, Margaret, where's David?
No, I'm just going to say, how's Graham?
Well, Margaret, it's such a pleasure speaking with you. Thank you so much, and good luck with it all, okay?
Thanks so much.
Not a worry. Margaret Pomeranz there. And so if you do want to support this campaign to restore Proof, this classic Australian film, you can head to Pozible, search for Proof, and it'll come up there. Just a few dollars, whatever you can donate. It is a really, really great project. And what a pleasure it was speaking with the wonderful Margaret Pomeranz here on 2SER Breakfast.